Greetings, friends, and welcome to this Thursday edition of The Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local, and of course, glad to have you along with us as we talk money and finance each and every weekday afternoon, 5 to 6 o'clock, right here live on 1210 AM KPRZ. And it is Thursday. All know what that means. It's time to face the issues relating to real estate and such an important part of everybody's financial life. And for that purpose, we bring on our expert, joined in studio today by Rebecca Austin. And Rebecca, it's Thursday again. Holy mackerel.
Yes, time flies, Marty, when we're having fun. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was hoping for a little warmer weather, maybe. I guess they're
Marty.
Saying it's going to warm up a little bit, right?
Come on, Marty. Yeah.
Can we complain
about the weather, really? There's a cloud. I know. We were having a few discussions today with clients who are relocating here about what May gray and June gloom is. It was an education. So they're learning about San Diego's topography and the geography and where to be and if you want sun year round where you want to be and all of those good things. But no complaints from you otherwise as someone who grew up in Canada.
I didn't know that, really.
It's snowed sideways for about 10 months out of the year where I'm from, so I'm not going to. I promised when I moved here, and this was years and years ago, but I promised I would never complain about the weather, so
Not
going to do that.
Then I won't either, darn it. I was in Arizona for most of my childhood, and we usually headed to San Diego sometime in July to get out of the 112 degrees, so it's wonderful, and I'm just feeling like whining today.
What are we looking at this weekend? We're going to have a nice weekend, though, I'm sure.
Yeah. And, I just got the weather report. They said it was going to be warming up, and I'm sure it'll be nice. Probably mid-70s and gorgeous, so enough whining.
Yeah, let's just take the weekend off and have some fun then. And then Monday, too, just for...
Yeah. Yeah, you have any big weekend plans?
Any soccer?
Soccer, okay.
Yeah, like many, many San Diegans with kids, lots and lots of us will be on the sidelines of soccer fields throughout the county this weekend, I'm sure.
Awesome. Well, it's good to be a soccer mom, Rebecca. Absolutely. Well, give us a little, speaking of San Diego and the topography and all the, such amazing diversification right within San Diego County. So give us a little bit of an update, generally speaking. Still lots of interest and lots of buyers out there here in the San Diego market?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are seeing a really big increase in the number of homes sold. And, it's kind of hard to quantify the pent-up demand for housing that we have in San Diego, but when you think back through years of economic downturn and real estate downturn, we had several years where buying was just an absolute not going to happen for many people and for a variety of reasons. And so we've since had people, relocate here and choose to rent. We've had children grow up and go to college and come back and get their first job and decide to rent. Many people who wanted to sell and perhaps move up or move down decide to wait. So it's hard to say how much pent-up demand we have, but we do know that we're seeing a lot of buyers in the market today. And inventory is continuing to stay fairly sparse. So I think in April we saw about 6,300, almost 6,400 active listings for sale in San Diego, and that basically represents less than 2 months inventory supply. And really, what most analysts would like to see is almost three times that amount of inventory. So our inventory is tight. But what's really interesting, Marty, is that although we're seeing prices increase, we are not seeing an aggressive price increase that we have seen in the past when we've seen this number of sales. So do you remember the movie Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was released in 2003. It was a hit, box office hit around 2003. So if you can remember that movie or remember what you were doing in 2003, we are seeing a similar real estate market as we did then. Now, the difference between now and then is today we're seeing price increases at about 6 or 7%, a nice, healthy increase in my opinion. We can sustain that over time, in my opinion. In 2003, we saw the same number of homes sold, a similar sales pace in San Diego, but we were seeing prices go up to 20% year over year. So we're not seeing that price gain. So what does that say? Well, I think it's good news because, you know, we know what happened after several years of 20% equity gains year over year.
Right.
We saw the outcome of that, and it was not a good thing for our economy, for the real estate market. And secondly, what it says to me is, although there's a lot of pent-up demand for housing, the buyer that we are working with today, or the home buyer of today, is someone who knows what they want, but they're not going to overpay for it. They're going to be patient and quite strategic about their decisions, and they're not going to be swayed by any sort of concern of price, upward price pressure. Mm-hmm. So there's just not that urgency that we saw in 2003. So yeah, it's an interesting market. Very, very active market. To see, you know, close to 4,000 homes selling in a month, that's some big numbers for San Diego. So there's lots of people listening that are having conversations every day about either buying a house or selling a house in San Diego.
You know, Rebecca, it just seems to me, outside looking in, that it's just a healthier market. I know that everybody lives to see their real estate appreciate, you know, 20% a year if you're an owner. To sustain that, you know, we saw the net effect of that. So to have nice, solid, steady, you know, 3 to 7% kind of year over year gains, I think is a much healthier place to be. So, All right, we got to take a pause. I've got a lot more questions. And of course, we have open phones as well, friends. If you'd like to chat with Rebecca and you have a real estate question, whether you're a buyer or a seller, we invite you to call us at 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. Our phone number here live on this Thursday afternoon. And if you would like to chat with Rebecca off the air and discuss your real estate planning, you can reach her at 760-231-8150 is the phone number, 760-231-8150. The website, kprzhometeam.com. More to come on this Thursday afternoon short break. This is the Word on Wealth Financial Network, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Glad to have you along. Stick around, friends. We'll be right back.
The Word on Wealth Financial Network.